Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to your Hump Day edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 29th of April, 2015. All of the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Unfortunately, there's around 25,000 people who perish in driving accidents all across Europe every year. So in an effort to reduce these incidents, the European Parliament has voted to outfit every new passenger car and light truck in the European Union with an auto-dialing system that rings the 112. By the way, that's Europe's like 911, if you wanted to know, in case you're in a major accident. And it will be public service and free of charge for all citizens. Of course, we know these things are never free of charge. They come out of our taxes, but still, it's a nice service to have. No, these will not be add-on options for that car or truck you're going to buy. These are going to be standard on all new vehicles sold after March 31st of 2018. Ah, I knew there was a catch somewhere. And to think that this program was actually pitched way back in 2012. Oh, government and waste, how it goes so hand in hand. So Netflix makes TV series and Hulu makes TV series. Why not YouTube? Well, in a way, I kind of thought they already did. That's why people upload stuff. But anyways, YouTube apparently wants to set up its own TV-style production deals, just like those other streaming competitors. And they want to do this with a partnership with Awesomeness TV. Dude. No, it's actually just called Awesomeness TV. Just got to add in the dude every time you hear Awesomeness. Now, the idea is that YouTube will fit the bill for 4 original series that it will outright own. That's kind of like how Netflix does things, so that it can lessen the reliance on its production partners. So far, there's going to be 2 scripted comedy shows and 2 murder mystery reality series. Murder mystery reality? Sounds a little gruesome. All in all, I'm sure this goes hand in hand with what we've learned just a few weeks ago about YouTube wanting to create its own pay version of YouTube, so that you get rid of all those ads and things, and probably will have access to these series and maybe movies in the future. I'm still trying to get my head around a murder mystery reality series. The only thing that's coming to my mind right now is like everybody in a Big Brother house killing each other. In a move that Dropbox probably should have had from the beginning, they finally have gotten comments for shared folders. Yeah, these would have came in really handy about from day one, Dropbox, but anyways, finally, they're there. Yeah, it works just a lot like Google Drive does. It makes it easier to add context or ask questions about files you're sharing in a group. The drawback right now is the feature is only available on the web, and most of us do use our smartphones and tablets a lot for Dropbox. But have no fear, Dropbox says that mobile compatibility is on its way. You a tattoo kind of person? You like that body art showing off your personality? And are you also in love with the Apple Watch? Well, you two may not get along. It appears that the Apple Watch will not work when worn on a tattooed wrist. According to users on Reddit, Twitter, and other social media channels, they're reporting that the watch loses connection and reports inaccurate heart rates when placed over tattoos. Now, yes, this could be very freaking annoying if you have a tattoo, because the Apple Watch requests a security pin basically immediately after it detects that it's on your wrist. The folks over at iMore have actually conducted this test themselves and found that, yes, dark, solid colors seem to give the sensor the most trouble, but tattoos that are lighter in color seem to give the Apple Watch less trouble. So here comes the toughest question of your life. Are you in love with your Apple Watch, or are you in love more with a tattoo of your better half on your wrist? I bet you're in love with the Apple Watch more, aren't you? Come on, admit it. And finally, this'll take, pretty much Americans way back to the dawn of dial-up internet. And funny enough, this has actually happened in 2015. An AT&T phone customer in the U.S. seems to have rung up more than $25,000 in long-distance charges over 2 months. Why? Because of a misconfigured AOL dial-up internet connection. An 83-year-old man, poor guy, by the name of Ron Dorf of Woodward Hills, is one of those remaining 2.2 million customers of AOL's dial-up service. Now, normally his bill is $51 a month to AT&T, but in March he got a bill for $8,596.57, and then got another bill in April for $15,687.64. The problem actually started with Dorf's modem. Somehow it had started dialing a long-distance number trying to access AOL. The technician said he fixed the 83-year-old man's problem, set it to a local dial-up number, so the issue should now be resolved. Just so you know, AOL's website actually still warns customers that they could face long-distance charges when dialing up the internet. I feel bad for this guy. First and foremost, he's got dial-up internet. Secondly, he's still with AOL. Thirdly, I wish that the technician actually just would have told the old man, why don't you consider DSL or faster broadband or something? Then again, maybe he did, and the old guy, probably set in his ways, just said, you don't tell me what to do, leave my internet alone, you little bastard. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Find our website at BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. Now tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry, there's not going to be a news show coming your way. There simply is no time tomorrow for me to actually produce one, so I'm sorry about that. And also, since Friday is Labor Day and a holiday, there also won't be a show then. But I promise you, we'll be back next Monday to get you caught up on all the technology news that's going to happen over then. But until then, I hope you have a fantastic Wednesday. I hope the rest of the week treats you well. You have a great weekend. We'll see you back here next Monday. And thank you so much for listening. We'll be right back.